You know, anytime that someone shows me, tells me, suggests, or indicates that they aren't achieving or doing what they want in any area of their life, my first inclination is that it's a self-image issue. Now, self-image is based on habits. It's built on habits, and your habits cause you to take action. Action obviously brings some form of results, your results. So everything loops back to habits. And physical habits are purely beliefs brought into motion. And your belief is the issue. What you believe is possible or not possible. What you believe to be true or untrue. Everything is a belief. And beliefs are at the very essence of our identity and the world that we've created for ourselves. Beliefs are your self-image. I don't care whether you believe me or not, but let's lay it out bare. Next episode.
Hi, I'm Paul Keenan, and you're about to start developing strength from the inside out with this podcast. I'm a personal trainer and mentor for trainers and coaches. With me, you won't get motivational fluff or hype. You will get a combination of brain science, real client case studies, transformational psychology, action steps, and some woo-woo wisdom, all rolled into one superset. If you're wanting more from your life, to feel better, look better, to heal, perhaps to have more and to be more, then this is the podcast for you. Because you're going to learn how to strengthen your mind and develop your awareness physically, mentally, and emotionally. All from the inside out. Welcome to the Mind Your Muscle Podcast.
The image that we hold of who we are is basically an ego. Now, ego isn't always bad, but it can be dangerous. And if we don't keep it in check, you know, if we don't keep it aligned with what we want that is good for us and those in our life, then it can be bad, but it can be good. All right, so let's focus on the good. Now, everyone has an ego. Everyone has a self-image or an identity. Businesses have a self-image or identity, but we know that as branding. Inside my own business, Volume Fitness, I have identified five core values that I believe reflect the identity of me as a personal brand and also of Volume Fitness. And for me, they shape part of my own identity as a coach and a mentor, and they're always open to being changed if I feel they don't fit with goals that are current. And the values are to be present, to challenge your own beliefs, to trust the process, to take action, and to be the community. Now, I'm not going to go into what they mean to me in VF on the podcast. I just want you to know that at the heart, at the core, at the spine of what I do, I'm always looking to speak to those values. Not necessarily all the time, but definitely regularly, consistently, and most importantly, from a place of authenticity and belief in what I do and what I stand for as a coach. Now, I mentioned that the values or identity have to align with the goals and vision for the business, for my business, but that's also true of ourselves on a personal level. Our identity has to match or reflect our dreams, our goals, or our aspirations, what it is that we want. We have to get into alignment with what we want. And we can only do that by acting as if we already have it. That is where self-image comes in. I see it as your guiding compass. I see it as your North Star. I see it as your sat-nav and your map to achieving your goals. And if this isn't your first podcast with me, then you'll know that I've spoken so much in previous episodes of the importance of being the person you want to become, being that person now. And if your goal is to be confident in your body and your relationships and your job or, you know, your business, then you have to learn to act confident now. You can't have what you don't know. You don't know what you don't know. You only connect the dots accurately when you look back. So future setting yourself as the person who achieved those goals is a massive part of the goal achieving process. I knew I could is a more powerful statement than I think I can. The only thing holding you back at the end of the day is really a belief. That's a belief in yourself. You'll never outperform the image that you believe to be true about yourself. That means if you don't believe you can, the chances are you won't. Now, I guess I've got a segue here for a second because that might sound a little bit confusing. So I'll just clarify that, you know, in one sentence I'm saying you'll never, and then in another one I'm saying the chances are. Well, what I simply mean is that on average you won't, because there is always an anomaly. Weird things that happen and go against the grain, the unexpected. But if you take it as a general rule that thinking you can't or won't be able to do something, well, that's pretty much what you're going to get. And if you're still confused, then go back and listen to the episodes on the Law of Attraction, because it's that kind of shit I'm talking about here. Napoleon Hill said, when it comes to goal achieving and success, that the state of mind must be belief and not mere hope or wish. Again, it comes back to being. Assuming the feeling of the wish fulfilled, as Neville Goddard put it in his book, The Power of Imagination. We're quoting smart guys here because we should pay attention to the people who have not just articulated their message, but shown it to the fucking world, all right? Shown it to be true. Seeing is easy to believe for us. So they said and did. Then others followed what they said and did, and repeated the same success ratios. Right, segue done, back to the task in hand. I'll imagine that if you're listening to this podcast for some aspect of support, help, guidance, or understanding of your physical, mental, or emotional health, you're doing so willingly. And hopefully not because you want to try and hate on me or some shit at some point. What a waste of energy that is, if that's the game you play, not just with me, but with other people. Self-image issue screaming at you right there, dude. But if you want to change things in your life, you have to change things in your life. Change starts with you. And what does change involve? Well, it involves sacrifice. You have to give something up. There is something or a number of things in your life that you're not doing or that you are doing right now, holding you back. So there's things you're doing that are holding you back. If they're holding you back, why the fuck are you doing them? What do you need to give up? There's part of your identity, part of your habits or your beliefs that's holding you back in some way. There always is. Nobody's made perfect in that way, all right? That they just have everything and do everything. Perfection doesn't even fucking exist. It's the enemy of progress too. There's always another bridge to cross. We're never done. And we always want more. It's how we're wired. Like, for example, say you're sitting in your living room or kitchen or maybe your bedroom. And if you're sitting in your kitchen or living room and there's another place that you can move to temporarily to get a different view of that room, please indulge me. Do it now. Go and do it. Stand yourself up. Take yourself to another seat. Go and walk to another part of the room. Look at it from a different perspective. But don't be doing that if you're driving, because that's fucking dangerous and stupid. But just indulge me. Make that move. Sit there for maybe 30 seconds, 60 seconds. Then pause and think, what have you just done? Look at where you were. Look at where you are. How did you get there? First thing you did after deciding where you were going to move was that you gave up the place that you were at. All right, we have to give something up in order to have something new, in order to get that other thing that's there. It's give and take. There has to be. There has to be a gap. You see, we have to give up stuff if we want to do something else. It's the only way it works. Like, clients don't really come to me to lose weight. They might think they do, and it could definitely be a goal, but that's surface level stuff. It's not the reason. I mean, you can do that with anyone. Don't come to me if you just want to lose weight, because I believe it's deeper. It's deeper than training and nutrition. So if I ask or suggest to a client that we work on an aspect of their self-image, then it's for one simple reason. It's going to dramatically improve their fucking life. And what I offer now to PT or online-based clients is guaranteed results. And that's not a throwaway statement. I literally guarantee a client that they will reach their agreed goals with me in VF, or they get a full refund inside the first 30 days. So if they aren't getting the service or the result that we agreed, which will be evident inside the first 30 days, then I will give them a refund. Effectively, someone can work with me for free, yes. But my point is that if they follow our core values, they'll succeed. And I stand over that with 100% confidence. That confidence is in myself and what I offer, and as part of a strong self-image. Now, there are going to be times when, you know, I'm going to have to refund people, and I'm okay with that. I accept that. And I will take my responsibility for that. But our ego, our habit, our belief is to shift blame, shift the focus away from us when things don't work out. I'm happy to take responsibility for any failure. The buck stops with me. I accepted the client in that example. You know, it's my business, and by accepting responsibility, I can be the cause of my life and the results, not simply the effect. Blame doesn't change what happened to you. Blame doesn't change what happened to us. Because it's happened, it's done. Blame is what we do to remove responsibility from ourselves, to make ourselves feel better. All right, it's false. What are you doing in those instances is really you're giving up your power. Talked about your power before, talked about your truth. You're giving up your control, and the more control you give up, the longer it will take to get back to where you need to be. The more you will drain your power and your control and your energy. Nobody's coming to save you. Nobody's coming to take the blame. Nobody else is going to say it's their fault that you are where you're now. Nobody else is going to say they're the reason you fucked up. Even if you get this concept, I know that there are places in your life where you aren't taking responsibility. Blame doesn't help you. So maybe you want to look at something that's annoyed you recently, something you weren't happy about, and ask yourself a few questions. What was your role? What did you do? What was your responsibility? And if you have a few things, then write them down. What have you wanted to complain about or talk about that you don't want to talk about? It could be a person, could be a thing. Something that causes an emotional charge inside you, that causes you to feel something. And that emotion is normally a negative one. Could be anxiety, could be anger, could be hurt, could be rage. And when we share the idea of what we don't want, you know, we begin to fucking focus on it. We focus on the negative idea, the negative energy, and our emotional state is left then in the hands of someone else. So ask yourself, when I describe that situation, that incident, or that person, what am I not taking responsibility for? And when you have that answer, then you can take action because it becomes about you again. You're regaining control. Control over your emotional state, first and foremost. And that's what, you know, I believe sets achievers apart from the rest. You get back what you put in, you reap what you sow. Goes around, comes around. All those little analogies. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. Be the cause of your life, not the effect. James Wedmore says that, and I fucking love it. It's like someone, again, let's say a client doing something in my PT business that annoyed me and I want to blame them. But like I said earlier, it's my business. I created it. I took on the client. I set the task. I communicated it, or fucking didn't. And, you know, I'm in control to change the outcome in the future for that client and for myself. If I fall, if I fail, I know I'll learn and I know I'll grow. Remember, nothing changes until you do. Nobody else is going to do it for you. You have to understand that right now in your life, you're exactly where you're meant to be in this moment. And in this moment, you have the opportunity to take action. What do you need to give up to improve the results or something in your life? Remember, you have to give something up. Something has to give. That identity has to shift. I'm only scratching the surface of self-image right now. Skin level, itching it a little bit. And I think, you know, I don't let these podcast episodes run on too long, so it's probably a good point to leave it at. And, you know, just remind you, if you want to change some of the results or things happening in your life, you'll take the time to answer the questions that I posed in this episode. So go back over them if you want. They were like, you know, what's annoyed you recently? An incident or a person? What was your role in it? What did you do? What was your responsibility? And importantly, what are you not taking responsibility for? Taking ownership for? And then, what in your life needs to go? What do you need to let go of? You can't put fresh water in your glass if it's already full of water. Something has to give. So find out what's not serving you. Remove that aspect of your identity, of your life, if you can, and think about replacing it with something else that you want. You control your recent choices. Step up to that. That's your identity.
Thanks for listening to the whole podcast. If you're someone who enjoys seeing other people grow, then please share this podcast with your friends and family. If you found help through my voice and message, then I'm sure that they will too. So please share it on social media, share it via text, WhatsApp, and your DMs. Be present, challenge your own beliefs, trust the process, take action, be the community. So please, for every episode I share with you, I'd love you to share that podcast directly with someone else. And if you have questions, I'm there to help too. You can email me questions to paul@volumefitness.co.uk. I might even use your question for a future episode. And lastly, I do have one more request. And you only have to do this once, by the way. I want to reach and help more people, and you can help me with that. So if you can, please leave my podcast a fantastic review on iTunes. That way we can both help others gain strength and belief, all from the inside out. Thanks for listening.